Olivia Crozier from Samford University, part of the women's basketball team. She's also from Madison, Indiana, joining us. Olivia, I know this has been a hard week for you and your teammates. You guys win your conference tournament, you qualify for the NCAA tournament, and then you find out that you won't be able to play. Let's start with some good, happy memories, though. First, my first question for you, let's go back to the conference tournament. What was it like to win and clinch a spot in the NCAA tournament?
I mean, honestly, especially me being a senior, fifth-year senior, it was a dream come true. Especially at the mid-major Division I level, you know, your only chance of getting into the NCAA is actually winning your tournament. And especially for Samford, it was something very, very special because this was only the third time in the whole entire program history that we would have made it to the NCAA tournament. And knowing that our eight seniors that we had on our team, seven of them, this is their only chance or only time that they would have been able to step on a big stage like that. But at the same time, like, winning that conference tournament was, I mean, we cried. We had so many emotions. We faced adversity through the season. We were picked seventh going into conference. That's what, you know, they put us as. And then going into the conference tournament as the first seed, you know, we had this motto, respect is earned and not given. And just being able to fulfill and keep that one seed and come out on top was almost like, at the end, I looked around, I was like, did that really just happen? You know, like, it was awesome. And being able to have my family there and share it with my team and everything was awesome. Like, it was really surreal.
Wow. And you mentioned eight seniors on this Samford women's basketball team. So you guys have had a lot of times together, and obviously you work towards this goal of winning a conference championship. You accomplish that goal, you make it to the NCAA tournament, and like you mentioned, it was a big part, a big memory for you guys, and not just for you seniors and for this team, but for the school in general, because like you said, you guys don't get this opportunity very much. So you win the conference tournament, which automatically means you guys are making the NCAA tournament, but as the entire sports world knows now, that's not going to happen. So let me ask you this. Yesterday, how did you find out? Where were you when you found out that the NCAA tournament was canceled?
I was actually at home on the couch with my parents, and unfortunately, like our group talked about, we found out first through Twitter and through our group message as a team that we have. We kind of just, somebody screenshot the NCAA announcement and sent it in our group message. And our coach, I think, was hoping that she would have been able to deliver that message to us instead of us finding out through Twitter first. But all of us were super, super upset. I mean, I instantly started crying. And that's something I'll forever remember, like, you know, what my teammates were saying in the group message, how, you know, we worked so hard. We're still proud of each other, but at the same time, like, it sucks.
I can't even imagine the emotions that you had to go through. So you said you were at home. So are you guys on spring break this week?
Yes, our team actually, our conference always randomly leads into our school spring break, and our coach gave us a few days off after winning the SoCon tournament. She said, go home, much needed rest, you know, you guys deserve it. We'll send you some workouts to do at home. We'll come back here Saturday, start practicing, and, you know, have the watch party on Monday that a lot of people at our school are AD and a lot of people are going to attend, and then go from there. So we were able to go home for a few days on spring break. We didn't find out, you know, on campus by our coach or anything. We found out at home by Twitter.
Wow. Wow. So I know back here in Indiana, obviously, almost every college has now said, you know, after spring break, we're going to do online classes. No one's coming back to campus. Is that the same situation for you guys at Samford?
Yes. At Samford, they have decided that we're doing online classes until April 6th. So everyone has a chance to go back to their dorm rooms right now until Monday at 5 p.m. to get any books or, you know, clothing, shoes, anything that they need. But after that 5 p.m. on Monday, our campus will be shut down to any students. There shouldn't be any. I think international students were allowed to be there, and now that the NCAA has canceled, you know, everything, no athletes were, you know, going to be allowed to be on campus. But at first, they were going to allow just the athletes on campus that still were playing games and having practices and stuff. But now it's just everyone has to be off the campus by Monday at 5 p.m. So
are you going to stay home in Madison, or are you going back to, I mean, do you have like an off-campus apartment or what? So what's the situation after that?
For me, I will stay at home, but I graduated in December and actually am in a second degree right now, but I will start working as a nurse down there at the UAB hospital. March 30th is my day of orientation. So I have to go back down, and luckily we have, you know, a team mom that's from a church around there that really, you know, has taken us in. And I asked her if I could stay with her starting, you know, March 29th until April 6th when I'm allowed back on campus. But a lot of people, you know, they're just going home and they're just staying at home because they don't have apartments or anything like that.
Wow. So not only do you have this whirlwind of emotions that you won't be able to play in the NCAA tournament, but now you got to figure out all the other extra stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
I mean, really, we're not going to meet up as a team or anything just because there's only certain days that certain people can come and stuff. Like, we have a teammate that's driving back to Oklahoma starting Saturday because that's where she's from. So she has a long drive, but Samford is like, luckily I'm part of a school that has a really good community, and even our president of the university sent out an email to us, and, you know, our AD said that, once campus gets back up and fully running, they will do something special for us because we deserve it, and we work so hard, and they just want to show how proud they are of us and what we've accomplished this year, because this was the first regular season win ever in Samford history, and then this was going to be the third appearance in the NCAA. So they want to show that, you know, that even though we didn't get to step on that big stage, that they really are proud of us and want to show their appreciation.
And I'm sure with this being your final year playing basketball, you would appreciate that.
Yes, it feels nice when people are like, you know, I'm so sorry that this happened. I wish this wouldn't have happened, but your hard work hasn't gone unnoticed and everything like that. And a lot of people are like, you know, wishing like, oh, will we still get like T-shirts, you know, or something that'll say like, we made it to March Madness, or, you know, something like that. Just something to hold on to be able to say, like, yes, we made it. So we definitely appreciate our university, you know, putting something on for us and really letting us know that they feel our pain.
And I'm sure this will be maybe not exactly the memory that you want looking back. You still have this memory of a fantastic season with a fantastic group. It's just not exactly the way you wanted it to end.
Exactly. I mean, I wouldn't trade it for the world, honestly. Winning the regular season with them, cutting down the nets, and then also going into the tournament and winning the tournament as well and getting to celebrate and hold that trophy and cut down the nets again. And, you know, it was just a super huge high. And those are going to be great memories that I will never forget, and I will always, always cherish those. I mean, at least we got to do our conference tournament. Some teams haven't even been able to finish their conference tournament and make that run, and we're trying to look at the bright side of it. You know, at least we got to do our whole entire tournament and finish through that. So,
Olivia, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story with us.
Yes, thank you so much.